All right, guys, welcome to Sales Pitch. And this is what happens in real estate. Here it is right here. Not my fault. Okay, this is the release order. Greater Association of Realtors, okay? Amendment to purchase agreement. That means the people got out of the deal because they didn't have the money. So here is the excuse that they made, and it's not my fault. This is actually the agent's fault. Okay, hereby remove the offer due to improper zoning on a listing preventing lending. Earnest money to be released back to the buyer in full. Look, it's just good faith money just to seal the deal. Everybody does it. You don't have to do it. It's just the way things are done in real estate. But you see what I mean? Improper zoning. The zoning is not improper. It's called non-conforming. It's properly done by the city. So they can't say it's improper. What was improper is my stupid real estate agent didn't do her research when I told her that there was something when I bought the property, which I bought it from her in the beginning. And she knew that it was business industrial slash residential. And the only reason it was residential is because it was put back to residential as a residential property when you live in it and you sign it as residential on the signing table. And that came from the actual real estate group itself when I bought it from them, the same people that tried to resell it after I fixed it. Stupid. These people don't know what they're doing, and I called them out on it. So these false statements right here are actually libelous statements right here. Falsely improper zoning the listing, preventing lending. That is no. The lending had nothing to do with the zoning. The lending had everything to do with the people that didn't have the money. And I don't really like how they worded it, but you know, I'm gonna keep these for my future records. Cause this is the kind of crap people want to blame everybody else. And no word things and all that. And I was like, you know what? I signed it just to sign off on it, but it doesn't mean I agree with it, because I'll tell you another thing. I might have already called them. Now there's the greater Associated Realtor Group. Okay, they're the ones that sign and allow the forms and everything through the city. Okay, every city has one of these, an association realtor group of some kind that help with all the real estate agents and deals going through. And with disputes. Now, there really isn't a dispute here other than improper zoning on the listing. Now, that has nothing to do with me. That's the agent that screwed it up. That's also the fault of this realtor group, too. They didn't write it up properly, and they knew it was like that. This has to do a lot with, let me see this. I actually wrote it down. It's a little crazy, guys, but it's true. Now, this is how it's supposed to work, but this is not how it actually worked. The listing agent right here. Now, they put all these amendments in here. It made no sense. Now, you also have the broker, which is under here too, the Lansing. Now they also work under the Association of Realtors, the broker. So we have the broker here under it, and they're in all the listings. They're supposed to be. And I contacted the broker and said, "Hey, listen, I didn't really appreciate the unprofessional manner of your agent. I understand that she's young, so you know, and she's trying to put the blame on the process, but she's really ultimately the one that should have checked the zoning on the property that she's selling. Okay, I told her it was zoned a little weird and you really need to check into it. She's like, oh, it's fine, we'll be fine with the loan. And when we signed the paperwork, the other real estate agent did say it may be industrial It may be industrial. You need to check when you go to flip it. You need to check to see what the zone's going to be, and that's fine. And you know why I need, and you know why you need to keep all this work? Because the new agent's coming over tomorrow, and I got to show him what happened, so they know what to do, so we don't have the same mistake. I didn't actually do this. The mistake was not mine. The mistake was the actual real estate agent. I know I am supposed to know this stuff, and I did. I knew. I told her it was residential industrial when she listed the house. She did not list it as that. That is on the agent and the broker. That is their fault, and they can't come back on me and that biased statement saying it was improperly listed. They're the dumbasses that are supposed to know that stuff. They're the ones that are supposed to know it when I tell them that, and I told them that. So this is a biased statement right here. When they say purchase hereby remove their offer due to improper zoning, they didn't remove the offer. The offers was standing. The underwriter wouldn't approve them because they didn't have enough money. That's what I was told on the phone by the agent. Okay, it had nothing to do with this. They're just trying to get out of being at fault. So I'm like, you know what? Whatever. But if they can't come after me for not getting a deal, that's their own fault. They're the ones that's supposed to know all this. They're the agent. They screwed up. Plain and simple. So I hope you guys learned something. So if you ever have a problem, one, if the agent don't work and you're having a problem with the agent, go to the broker. The broker's ultimately the one that's given her that they work under the broker. They have the license with the broker, okay? So if you have a problem with the agent, then you go to the broker and say, "Hey, I don't like her, get me someone else." They'll oblige by that. But if you really have a problem with it, the broker doesn't listen to your mandates basically of the problem with you're having with the agent, then they'll just, okay, well, forget it. We're not gonna work with the deal. So they get you just go with somebody else. And then when you do want to go with somebody else, this is what they do. It's an amendment to the purchase agreement. That's it. Association of Realtors amendment to the purchase agreement. So that means they're writing off the agreement with you because they screwed up. And I caught them in it. And I said, "No, you absolutely screwed up." And I went and found all this out. I went to HUD.gov. I went to Fannie Mae, Fannie Mac. I also went to the FHA website, finding out what the heck they're talking. I knew what something was going on. Trying to blame the loan on the underwriter, and then telling me I didn't do something right, saying that. You have a non-conforming property. They can't get the loan on it. You didn't give us that information when you sold the house. I was like, that's why I hired you. That's exactly why I hired you to figure out what this was before you put the house on the market. That's why you hire a that okay, when you have legal problems, do you not hire an attorney? Okay? When you need coffee in your coffee cup, do you not buy coffee? Okay? I'm just giving you how simple I think. Like a child, okay? It's just mind-boggling. I hire a real estate agency to sell my property under the conditions it's under with the zoning. They're supposed to know that shit. So you should have sold it that way in the beginning. What I told you, you got to really look at this because I don't know what this means. I don't know what industrial, residential means on legal terms. It could mean a whole lot of things, and it did. It means a lot, guys. It means a mixed property, and it's industrial and commercial. It can act as few different things, and if the loan isn't wrote up to those demands of the zoning code, then it does cause a problem with the underwriting, and they did that wrong. And I told him, I was like, it says it right here. It's not that the non-conforming, the FHA won't amend to the buyer or bend to the buyer. It's you guys are asking too much from the seller on the seller's end to the underwriter of the zone for the non-conforming loan. You can do conventional, but when you tried to pass off a conventional loan to Fannie Mae and Fannie Mae, which you can do, okay, and I said, I understand that. I absolutely understand that. When the conventional loan can go through. But if you don't have the money for the conventional loan to make it work, that's not the fault. That's not the fault of the underwriter. That's the fault of the buyer not having enough money. Okay? It's not brain science here. Look, you go to school, learn all this paperwork, but what they don't teach you in school is simplicity. Okay? Like you got to learn simplicity, I guess, as you age and you get into a business that you enjoy doing, and you know, and then you start doing that and you enjoy it, and then look, we're all going to have roadblocks, but that's the things that we learn from. And I absolutely enjoy showing people what I've learned along the way. You know, it's not hard to do. Like my tax, I just paid my taxes today. And I asked him this question. I was like, I'm under residential tax code, correct? In the zone. He's like, yes, you are. Okay. Then why did the loan say non-conforming under the residential part? She's like, well, that's the accessories office. You gotta go to and get that question answered. They can answer that. I understand what you're saying. They can answer that right down the hallway. But the lady was on lunch. And he's like, you know what? I gotta tell you something. Even though the loan didn't go through, they have nothing to do with the process. It has to do with the lendee or the lender. The person behind the loan that it was sold to. They can't sell you a loan if you got too high risk credit and then asking the seller for $2,000 to come up with the closing costs on a non-conforming conventional loan being passed on to Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac. That looked completely worse than an FHA loan. It really did. And I caught them in all these stupid, ridiculous excuses. I was like, why don't you just write it up that way? I called the hotline that they had on the website to help you with the forms if you have problems. If an underwriter has a problem and they're new at underwriting and that question comes up and it won't pass their program to get the loan to go through because you got 1,000 pages of documents you got to write up through FHA and going to the banks and make sure your credit's good before you borrow $200,000. And then when you ask me for all money for closing costs on a $200,000 loan, that automatically red flags shit. You know it does. People don't realize that loans have to be secured by an asset, okay? And if you're asking more money off that asset for a jumbo loan for non-conformative, that's what the guy was trying to do. Because he's a mechanic and he was looking for a piece of property that he could build a mechanic shop on. That's what this is. It's residential, but because it's mixed residential commercial zoning, you don't have to rezone it. Okay, it's already zoned that way, and it's called non-conformative, and there's nothing to change on it. It adapts to what you're using the property for, and that's what industrial does, okay, in this area. And it's not that the loan wouldn't go through, it's just he didn't have enough money, okay, and they didn't trust his credit. His credit score is probably below 700, because I'm going to tell you guys the truth here. FHA can accept loans down in the 620s, and for non-conformative of loans. It's pretty scary, actually. So they were asking for too much. And then the lender came in, and then the agent's broker came in and said, we can do a conventional loan if you have the money. And then they said, They lied to me again. They said that they had the people asking for the loan. Okay, the people buying the house tried to set up a conventional loan, saying they had the money down. How do you have the money down when you just ask me for $2,000? And then they write a false statement in somewhere saying they have the money. That's the kind of stuff that gets underwriters to look at shit and say, you guys came up with that pretty quick. How did you guys come up with money that you don't have? And then they go back to the drawing board with a conventional loan, with the non-conformative conventional loan. I know it's boring, guys, but I'm going to tell you, one day you're going to thank this video, because it's going to get you out of a lot of trouble with your agent and your buyer, because they will try to pull a chicken wing right out of your feathers, okay? They just like to pull strings in different directions. Oh, we're professionals. We know what we're doing. Obviously, you don't. The agent got fired over it. And she came and got her stuff and, was not happy about the situation. So I had to call the broker. And that's what you need to do in this situation, because, they got hurt over it. And of course, it's a situation. It just, you grow out of it once you know, hey, this stuff happens. So we lost the deal. It was the excuse of losing the deal. Oh, they blame this, they blame that. Look, you lost the deal. That's it. There's no excuses for that. It's done. It's over. Relist the property. I had no problem with the agent wanting to relist the property. I said, just relist it for conventional or cash. Because conventional can be non-conformative money towards the loan. Okay, so a conventional loan is not workable. Conventional loans do not work through FHA, Freddie Mae, or Freddie Mac, but they can. Now, for a lower amount down, there are programs that can pass it along to a non-conventional loan and pass it after the writing's been done, then the underwriting's been done, then passes Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac for the loan. They can do that, but they can't do it on non-conformative. They're not going to do it, but because you got to have more down. So the conventional part's still going to be 20%, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it in the same manner as FHA, and that's what they're trying to do. And I know what happened with the underwriter. He's like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. You guys are trying to fudge up shit, and I can't do this. So you're gonna have to get out of this deal, redo it. You're gonna have to redo the loan process without FHA and Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac on a conventional loan, and they screwed that up too. Not my fault. Have a nice day, guys, and don't forget. Give me a thumbs up, and we'll get through it together. Only if you guys understand how these loan processes work with FHA, Freddie Mae, Freddie Mac, student loans. The loans are processes really is kind of the same through the government, no matter how you do it. But if you want to get out of the government skin, then the only way to do that is to go with a conventional loan, okay? And that's it. Don't worry about what the government's going to do. And I don't like those loans anyway. I never have. They're too judgmental on the loan payments. And naturally, they actually sometimes cost you more. Because the interest rate's going up, they cost you more money with the FHA. It's better actually to ask your parents for a conventional loan off of them. Like, borrow the... Okay, let's say you have a $100,000 house. Let's just say, in my area, you can buy a house for $100,000. No problem. And pretty nice one, like this one. You can buy this one for $169,900 right now. Okay, I redid the whole house. So, you're going to need, let's say, $40,000 down on the 7% loan through FHA, okay, on a conventional loan. A lot of people don't have that, okay? That's fine if you don't have it, but maybe your parents do. And they can save you that interest rate if they can co-sign for you. There you go. That's the best way to do it. We have your parents co-sign on your loan, on a conventional loan, and give you a little bit of money down to help you out. There you go. All right, guys, have a great day. Don't forget to comment below if you've had this problem.